Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. And I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for upcoming events for the Chamber, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. And for all things census, go to my2020census.gov. Heather Otter, how are you?
Hi, Jack. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, good. Well, yeah, first off, I want to give you a big shout out because all the other programs and things you're doing and pivoting from COVID with you're the program director of Region 9, but then you also decided, oh, what the heck, I'm going to add census to my my list of to-do items, and you've been leading the task force, for lack of words. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's been fun. I've learned a lot, and it falls right into the wheelhouse of the projects that Region 9 takes on. So Region 9 has always been involved in the decennial censuses. Don't know what the plural is there, but yeah. And so it's been great. And I have the pleasure of chairing the La Plata County Complete Count Committee. It's a mouthful, but all of our counties, when I say all of our counties, we cover the five Southwest Colorado counties, and each county has a complete count committee, and it's just a group of volunteers that work for, we've been working since last year. We started, I think, in August was our first meeting. So coordinating activities for education and outreach, and, you know, just trying to get everybody counted here in Region 9.
Well, and again, five counties I know are Archuleta, Montezuma, La Plata, San Juan, Silverton, and Dolores. So you're
correct.
I had forgotten that you're covering all of those additional counties. So how are we looking now? Have you seen any statistics showing how we're, I'm throwing you a curveball as we're on Zoom right now recording, but are we looking okay? Are we pacing behind? Because generally rural areas don't have as big a turnout.
You're right. Well, the answer is yes and no. We've had some really great activity and upticks in our response rates in several of our counties. I want to give a shout out to Dolores County specifically because they really took the grassroots effort of word of mouth and person to person, or as much as possible during COVID, but through their networks, just phone calls and talking to their neighbors, and have had a big increase in their response rate from the time that we started. You know, they're at about 42% of households in their county right now. And that was much lower when we first started this. So given the COVID environment, they've been doing really well. And in Montezuma County, they've had a lot of really good outreach efforts, and they're at about 61.5% wow. response rate for their households. And so they have exceeded their 2010 response rates. So that's kind of the, you know, when you talk about, well, what's the bar we're trying to set? Well, there's several, but the first bar we're trying to set is outdoing what you did 10 years ago. For your response rate. So you definitely want to beat our 2010 response rates for sure.
Well, and I would think we should be able to do that just because you can go online again to my2020census.gov and complete it online. I mean, you know, and it used to be that to go door to door to door to door, where now you can go online. I'm going to say there's no excuse, and the importance of filling out the census. Explain that a little bit, why it's so important.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Jack. It is, and there are a couple things. In some of our areas, as you know, we don't have the best internet service. And so for some people, responding online, while it makes it much more convenient than we've been able to do in the past, we still have a lot of folks that are in our corner of the world that don't have great access. So now, we had lots of areas that people could come and utilize the internet to fill it out pre-COVID, right? So they could have come to their library, they could have come to the local coffee shop, and of course that's been much more challenging. They can call it in, people can use the phone, and then of course people that choose can still utilize the good old, you know, original fill it out on the form.
And as I understand too, if you have not filled it out, unless you don't have internet, you probably will be visited by a census representative that will drop a packet off at your doorstep.
Yes, that's right. And all of our households will have received their form in the mail by now. Everyone will have received their form in the mail. But what we have going on now is the non-response follow-up. So it's kind of like three strikes and then you get your knocks on the door. So after three reminders via a postcard or other method to make your response, you will get a knock on the door. And of course, because most people are not wanting to talk to people that come to the door right now for safety reasons, the census workers are leaving those packets on your doorstep with the information, or perhaps at your gate if they can't get all the way up to your door.
Okay. And then along the lines too, again, going back, first off, the data is used for 10 years. I know in your profession at Region 9, you've mentioned before how much you rely on census data. And then there's also federal funding attached to it.
Yeah, both are true. We, the reason, well, first of all, it's in our Constitution. We all should be filling out our census and to get simply to get the count and the lay of the land for population every 10 years. And as you can imagine, a lot changes in 10 years in a community. So, you know, the age of your population changes, your development. So, you know, what's building, are people moving in, where housing is. I mean, there's a million things. So it's really important for us to know what our communities look like, because that helps in so many areas. Like, are we inviting business development? Are we looking at, you know, planners and developers use this information. To your point, I probably access it almost on a weekly basis. So while we do need to look at that every 10 years, the census does go out and do other types of demographic surveys every year or 2 years. I mean, there's constantly surveys going on, but this 10-year decennial census is important for a number of reasons. And you mentioned money. So yes, it determines the amount of money that comes into our communities for all kinds of services that we all depend on for the next 10 years.
Well, and I think that, you know, just a reminder too, if you haven't filled it out, and let's say you had somebody living in your home like we did back in April, and I have filled it out, you want to count those individuals, right, as of that date.
Correct. Yep. Whoever was living in your household on April 1st.
No fooling. Just
yes.
Kidding. Now, along, along the line too, there's multiple platforms for different languages. If you... you want to fill it out in Spanish or you want to fill out in German. I mean, all these different languages, that's also available.
That's correct. And so, you know, especially using the phone, they have multiple languages that you can access for filling out the census. So they've tried to make it as accessible and easy as possible. And, we can look at I can provide the phone number too if need be, but really if you jump on your line, use your phone, whatever device you're comfortable with and your iPad, whatever, and just jump on to my2020census.gov or even census2020.gov will get you there.
And if you just need to, you know, you Google and then all of us, you know, it'll take you right into there. And I'm actually looking, I just called up the website really quick. Do you have the phone number by chance? Because I'm thinking we can give the phone number out.
I sure do. Yeah.
You're looking it up too. We're both trying to stall in here because I threw a curveball, because usually we don't do phone numbers, but I figure everybody get your pencils or your pens ready and we'll give you the phone number.
Yeah. So I can give you the one for English is 844-330-2020.
One more time.
844-330-2020. And then let me give you the one for Spanish as well, because we do have Spanish speakers here in our region of 844-468-2020.
One more time.
It is 844-468-2020.
So, ocho, cuatro, cuatro, and I'll mess up from there. Vente, vente, right? Something like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
In all seriousness, yeah, you can get all this information again if you go into 2020census.gov. We can walk you through this. And again, the importance, I just can't stress that because I've learned so much being on the committee. And if you do need information, you know, on local level, things of that nature. I know I've seen a lot of posters around town, a lot of things like that. If somebody would like, you can always call the Chamber of Commerce, you know, 247-0312, and we can give you the numbers and give you all of the information. So we'll try and make it as easy as possible because, again, it's just so vitally important. What am I forgetting? I'm trying to, I know the survey online takes about, you know, 5-10 minutes, probably closer to 10 minutes, you know, just a few questions that you need to answer. And also you've mentioned before too, don't forget to count your babies.
Yeah. Yeah. Our kids, specifically kids that are newborns up to 5 years of age historically are one of our most undercounted segments, and that's nationwide. That's not just here in Region 9. And so we do like to remind parents to count your kids. And there, those questions, when you go through the questionnaire, it goes through and asks about each person in the household. So just make sure to count your kiddos. That's very, very important. Again, this is about 10 questions, takes about 10 minutes, and it does impact your community for the next 10 years. Just to give you an idea, if we talk about La Plata County for a minute, La Plata County right now, we are at 57.9% of our self-response for households. The 2010 rate was 58.2. We are so close. This is literally a couple hundred households, you know, a couple hundred to a few hundred households. So we are just really hoping that people, if you have forgotten, it's easy to do. We've all been distracted lately. Jump online, use those phone numbers we just mentioned. If you've got the form sitting there, if it was left and you prefer to do it that way on paper, get it done. And here's the date, by September 30th. After the 30th of September, it will be closed.
Oh, wow. So it's coming up quick.
Coming up quick.
Yeah. So again, if you haven't done the census, you can simply go to 2020census.gov. You probably have received postcards in the mail. You can also do it via phone. There's so many ways that you can be counted. And again, the importance of this, because not only the data collection and just the overall demographics of our community, but then again, federal funding that flows through based on census data. So make sure we all get counted.
Not to mention political representation. You know, there are literally states that have missed adding a seat in the House of Reps by, you know, a very, very tiny margin of non-response to the census. And the thing is that you really want that representation for your communities because, you know, that's where we get to talk about what we need, who we are, what we, you know, what is happening in our part of the world. So it's money, it's political representation, it's support for our communities, and it's understanding things like, you know, planning and development and all of that for the next 10 years.
Wow. So again, what's the website?
My2020census.gov or 2020census.gov will get you there.
And the phone number, one last time.
It is 844. I lost it. Sorry, let me pull that back up again for you.
I threw you the curveball. My bad. I should have written it down, and I didn't.
So should I have, Jack. Here we go. Your response by phone, you can call it in at 844-330-2020.
All right. Well, Heather, thank you for everything you're doing for the census and our communities with Region 9, and appreciate you taking the time to join me.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Jack.
You bet. We ought to send it back to the studios. You're listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.